Your thoughts on today's 6-0 win here in County Fermanagh, David?
Listen, we have to be pleased. Sometimes I come on after games and sometimes I'm a little bit critical of chances missed or not sort of having come to the standards. But today, the way the players went about the game, it's been a hell of a tough month. I spoke after the Ards game, the disappointments for me personally. But the players today proved they were right bang at it. The two midfielders and the two wide players going about the game in the proper manner. And a back four, we had to go to a back three at times with obviously the red card. But I say all day, man, today in the pitch, they worked hard. And it's now important that we not only enjoy today, but we kick on again for next Friday night and the big game's coming up. And so the players are relishing that.
Loads of positives, loads of goals, clean sheet, real standout performances right across the park today. You must be really happy tonight.
It's hard to single any, because football matches aren't won on individual performances at times. Sometimes they're won by a goal of individual brilliance with a turn or a finish. But I thought our all-round team performance today was excellent. And there's been a lot of questions again asked about the players, their hunger and desire from outside of Linfield, and that's not even including myself and the rest of the staff. So they give us a response that we needed today. And as I say, people might only say it was Ballinamallard, but as I say, I don't think he was in our way today. We would have won the game today with the attitude, the way we went about the game.
And the tempo was there right from the first minute. You could sense it within the first 30 seconds
almost. I think we had two or three sort of crosses in the box in the first sort of minute. So again, that sets the tempo. It sets you up to try and kick on to win the game. And obviously the first goal is always crucial. Can you get it early enough? Do you have to wait the second half? When you are under a wee bit of sort of pressure or whatever else, you haven't won on a, people are talking, it feels like a lifetime that we haven't won a football match. But sometimes it can become a wee bit edgy, but the players were terrific today. And say once we got the first goal, I don't think, without being disrespectful to Ballinamallard, 6-0 certainly flattered us down to 10 men.
You must be delighted with the response and the character after the recent setbacks, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, there's been nobody that says it the other day, and nobody outside of Linfield. Nobody outside of Linfield is going to feel sorry for me. They're not going to feel sorry for the players. They're certainly not going to feel sorry for the supporters. So we as one, can we gather the momentum where we gathered last year, sort of way to, in and around a similar time, in and around sort of when we played Glenavon away last year. We've been done an incredible run. They were asking the players, the new players coming in, the players who were here last year, have we got the same drive, have we got the same hunger to carry us over the line to come the end of May.
And Ballymena next Friday, a really tough game up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always tough down there. I know in previous years that Linfield have always found it difficult at Ballymena. Obviously, David's down there as manager. They'll obviously have a point to prove. They're a good side. They had a successful season last year, but it's a game that if we go down with the right mentality and the right attitude and the right desire and the work rate that we had today from minute one to minute 90, hopefully we'll do enough to win the game.
And a big crowd down here in the rain on a Saturday in November. Tremendous following, isn't it?
Abysmal day, and I say for me personally, I say because as a manager of the club here, you beat yourself up at times with results and things like that, and I'm no different. I hurt when we lose games, but the support today that we had and the busloads coming down was certainly well respected. It was certainly, noticed by myself, and obviously the players were, keen to acknowledge it at the end of the game. So keep supporting the club, keep getting behind the players. There's a long way to go this season. We're still in cup competitions that if we turn up and we do it right, we can win. The league's still there. People talking about gaps and whatever else. All we can do is look after ourselves, look after the players, look after the next game, and that's what we're doing.
And we met before the game, Johnny Lindsay. He epitomises the blue spirit. 8 marathons in 8 days. That takes some doing, doesn't it?
I certainly wouldn't like to be in his shell today. But listen, fair play. Blue man travelled up and down the country to raise a lot of money to go to a good cause. So I certainly couldn't do it. I know. The bravery he was talking about before the game, about some of the conditions that he had to run in to get here. But I say fair play to him, and all the money's going to a good cause, and to make it even better, he's a blue man. He was down here, and hopefully he's not running back home, that's for sure. But it's a well worthy cause, so well done.
Well done today, and November's off to the best possible start, and here's to the next one.
Cheers, Andy.